Thank you very much, Prime Minister. Prime Minister Milanovic and I have had a very fruitful meeting this morning. It is a great pleasure to be in Croatia. You are a young member of our alliance, and you bring us fresh energy and fresh ideas. Croatia is making an important contribution in Afghanistan. Your servicemen and women are helping to make that country safer and more stable, and I thank you very much for your commitment. In particular, Croatia plays a central role in training Afghanistan's military police, an important part of the structure of any military. Croatia is the lead nation for the military police school in Kabul. NATO and the Afghan people owe you their thanks for this leadership. The military police school in Kabul is also a good example of Croatia's important role in the Adriatic region. The school brings together our NATO allies, Croatia and Slovenia, with the Adriatic charter countries which aspire to join the alliance, Bosnia-Herzegovina, Montenegro, and the former Yugoslav Republic of Macedonia. Together, under Croatia's leadership, those countries are building stability in Afghanistan and strengthening cooperation among themselves. You are building security in the heart of Asia, but also in the heart of Europe. So Croatia is an example for this region. Your integration into NATO and your forthcoming accession to the European Union show how much can be achieved with hard work and the courage to take hard decisions. And I trust that Croatia's example will inspire other countries in the region. But Croatia's example shows it can be done, and it is worth the effort. So my message to all leaders in the region is this: show your commitment to reform and reconciliation, because this will benefit your people and the entire Euro-Atlantic family. Thank you.